Hello, everyone, and welcome to Size Talk. Today, I've been brought to the attention that people want me to explain the genres, certain or all the genres of the size fetish community. And this is going to take a while. This is probably going to take about a good month to explain this, or a couple of weeks into the month. Oh, boy. Okay, so let's start with the easier ones before I go into the very hard, difficult ones. And don't use a sexual innuendo in that one. I was just saying. The first easy one that come off the top of my head. Feet. We all have a foot fetish. We see a perfectly good pair of feet or somebody that likes to taking care of. Now imagine yourself at the size of a action figure or the size of a quarter or a nickel, penny. Any one of those sizes, anything that's small that you can imagine, the first thing that you will see is someone's feet in front of you. It's something that brings the imaginative of they are taller than you, they loom over you, and the feet are the first thing that you experience when you first see them. There's something you don't want to get stepped on or do want to get stepped on. There's a lot of things that can come with when it comes to feet. Feet have a lot of history when it comes to most fetishes these days because it goes from female domination to female dominance to giantess to shrinking fetish to unaware situations, which I'll probably be saying that in a long while ahead, but feet has a lot of expansions when it comes to this stuff. I know there are not a lot of people in the world that like the foot fetish aspect. It's completely understandable. We're all not on the same page. There are some of us on the same page. Others like to find something different. There's no judging here. It's all free reign. So I respect the fact of what you guys say and other things like that. So just respect their wishes and see how you feel about the role play that goes about. Now, I'm going to quickly advertise about a certain new website that is being developed and is going to be helping a lot of writers and people that are in the size community that want to introduce themselves, giantessworld.net. We all go there for reading our stories about giantess, and they are amazing writers that make amazing content. And it's just something that needs to be announced and said to the point that we are now, or someone here decided to create a new Giantess World website or something where it makes it easier for writers to be able to communicate with others, talk about how their story is going or get an idea or anything that is like a friendly community. The new server, which is called Giantess Archive, this server is loosely connected to the giantessworld.net. They have authors and readers alike that like to join countless size-related stories among the web. Find new authors and stories to read and compare and contrast ideas for new contributions to the Giantess community in a well-written form or in a written form in general. Members are more than welcome to find others to role play with as well. Can't wait to have you join aboard. #giantess, #microphilia. Now, this place is going to be linked into the description below so you can actually hang out with writers, people alike that may have like-minded fetishes such as yourself. Same thing with, it's particularly pointed towards helping the writers, meeting like-minded people, a friendly community that needs to be pointed out. And now, I mind you, please remember to follow their rules and be respectful. Back to the other segment. Foot fetish. It's a thing that everybody likes. Some people like a good pair of feet. Some of them like them wide, thin, long toes, thick heels, wide soles. There's a lot of things that can go into it. It's something that normally starts off for when it comes to giantess, such as the in-shoe type of stuff, unaware moments, known moments where they actually put you in their socks. There's a lot of things that can be done with this type of thing. God, I'm being really open right now. So just mind you that this is the first start of the genre aspects. I'm starting off easy in the beginning, and then I'm going to get to the, I'm not going to say it, more difficult areas of explaining for the size fetish community, because there's a lot that can go into this. A lot of fetishes connect to each other in a way that you don't expect, followed by others like to connect to, there are the three taboos, which I probably will avoid because those are the ones that not many people like listening to, such as the water sports, scat, age play, vomit, diaper. Okay, this is more than three taboos. There's just a small count of taboos there. Not everybody's into that type of stuff. It's understandable though, but we're not kink shaming here. This is all being honest and telling the truth that this is how people see this and this is how people react to it. Some people aren't really into it. But thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Keep being awesome and watch out for the giantess foot that could be stepping on you on any second.